whether we had to give you a hint.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date today? 30th of August,
1996. Could you please say your name into the microphone, Thomas?
My name?
Mm-hmm.
In my language?
Any language you want to use? Sure, in your language would be great.
Anokono. Thomas Underwood's there.
And there's the phone call. Let's take that thing off your phone.
Going in a stereo.
We went over last week, but a few different. And if you don't know the word, Catherine or I or Fanny will tell you what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Could you start by saying the word for deer?
You see.
One more time.
You see.
Every word we're going to ask you, if you would, to say two times in Chickasaw. The next word is the word for that little bug that hides in a hole.
I didn't forget.
Lolo.
Lolo.
Again?
Lolo.
And if you were going to talk to Catherine and Fanny about their very own pet Lolo, you could say Hachi Lolo. Would you mind saying that again? Hachin Lolo.
Hachin Lolo.
One more time.
Hachin Lolo.
Okay. And then we talked about that kind of. Hey, you two, you got to be quieter.
Yeah, Ben.
Catherine, you got to be a little quieter, okay? I'm sorry. We talked about that kind of bee. That Catherine remembers the word for from a long time ago. Hati Mimi. Do you remember that one?
A what?
It's some kind of a bee. Bumblebee, Catherine says. Hati Mimi. Would you say the word, Catherine, please?
Hati Mimi. Hati Mimi.
You know that word, Thomas?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll skip that one. Do you know the word for a kind of lizard called halambo?
Halambo. Halambo.
Okay. And how would you say somebody went blind? Shamba.
Yamugano shambatok.
Did you just say the Shamba part?
Shamba.
Okay, wonderful. One more time?
Shamba.
Perfect. Could you say the word for tree?
Iti.
Again, please?
Iti.
And how about post oak?
Chisha.
Again, please?
Chisha.
And how about the word for mulberry?
Oh, Bihi, yeah.
And could you say that one again?
Bihi.
And how about the word for poke salad?
I don't know then.
Catherine, could you please say poke salad?
Koshiba.
Koshiba.
Okay, one more time.
Koshiba.
Perfect. And then I know we had trouble last week with the word for pine tree. Mm-hmm. That was the one we went round and round about.
Yeah.
A lot of people say tiyuk.
Tehak.
Did you say that again?
Tehak.
Okay. One more time.
Tehak.
Okay. And how about the word for road?
Hina.
Again, please?
Hina.
And the word for barn?
Pichan.
One more time?
Pichan.
And the word for pillow?
Pillow. Oh, spishy.
One more time.
Spishy.
One more time, could I hear that?
Spishy.
And could you say the word for foot?
Iye.
Again, please.
Iye.
And how about the word for mouth?
Hite.
One more time.
Hite.
And the word for lips? Somebody's lips?
Oh, telbe.
One more time.
Telbe.
And the word for nose?
Bichela. Vichela.
And how would you say somebody's got a cold?
Yamagana, abishana.
Can you just say that, abishana?
Abishana.
Abishana. One more time.
Abishana.
Okay. And could you say the word for an animal's tail?
Waka. Waka. Hasimbish.
One more time.
Hasimbish.
Okay. And what's the word for yes?
Yes.
Somebody says something and you say yes back to them. E.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Could you say the number two?
Tuglo.
Okay.
Tuglo.
Okay. And how do you say it's raining?
Umba.
Again, please.
Umba.
How would you say he's eating?
What?
He's eating. Impa.
Oh. Impa.
One more time.
Impa.
And how would you say somebody's buying something? He's buying it.
Nanchumba. Nan chumpa.
Could you just say chumpa?
Chumpa.
One more time.
Chumpa.
And how would you say he's sick? Maybe that guy over there. He's sick.
Abeka.
Doesn't look sick.
Abeka.
Okay. How would you say I am sick?
Skin.
No. I'm sick.
Oh. Asabeka.
One more time.
Asabeka. Abeka chile.
One more time.
Abeka chile.
Okay, and how about I made you sick?
Snako gya. Achibika chile.
One more time.
Snako gya. Achibika chile.
And could you say that one more time, please?
Snako gya. Achibika chile. Isabe kache.
Okay, one more time.
Isabe kache.
And if you want to say about somebody, their kid is sick, you could say chipotat imambika.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just say that imambika word?
Imambika.
One more time.
Imambika. Asapesanche.
He's watching me, but he's washing me. He's got soap and a towel and everything.
Oh. Sachi vachi.
And can you say something like a sachifa?
Sachifa.
One more time.
Sachifa.
Is there a word, asachifa?
Asachifa.
Great. Could you say that one again?
Asachifa.
How would you say, we wash him?
Ila pesache?
No, once again, we're back to washing, not watching. We wash him. Ila chifa?
Achifa chi?
We are washing him. Together, we're getting together and we're gonna all give him a bath.
Oh.
I think it'll be something like Ila Chifa.
Pushnogon La Chifa.
Okay, could you say that Ila Chifa one more time?
La Chifa.
I'd want to hear Ila Chifa.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that one?
Ila Chifa.
Perfect. then when something is washed, the word meaning it's already washed is something like aschifa.
Aschifatuk.
Could you just say aschifa?
Aschifa.
One more time, please.
Aschifa.